This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today is election day in our country. And despite how on edge you might be feeling, let me remind you that this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. When we can sustain that mindset, we position ourselves to receive God's unexpected good. Lately, we've been talking about how we're so connected to God and how He knows just how to bless you. He knows your prayers, both spoken and unspoken. He knows when you're kind just for the sake of being kind. And He knows how to surprise you with a blessing in return. Because you are in relationship with God, there are some things that you've just come to expect from Him, such as Him answering certain prayers. Yet there are also other things you may not expect God will send your way. This is God's unexpected good, or the good that you didn't even think to ask for. This was certainly the case for Joseph. As we know, Joseph was an innocent man who was imprisoned. His prayer was simply to be released from prison and to have his name restored after his innocence was proclaimed. He could envision these two things. He could wrap his mind around what it looked like to be a free man. But Joseph couldn't envision God's unexpected good for him. He didn't know that God would make him governor of Egypt, reunite him with his family, and give him a loving wife. Here's the key. You can't envision or anticipate God's unexpected good because, as Isaiah teaches us, our ways are not His ways. And as you think about that, remember these words, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added. Matthew 6:33. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, think unexpected good.